Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
And good morning to you, Roland.
This must be the 47th time I've interviewed you.
I can't even tell you. I have no idea.
Well, this one's a pretty good one. Now, this is the Miró Quartet, which you're presenting at the Occidental Center for the Arts on March the 8th. So talk about them.
They actually reside in Austin, Texas, but they have their roots actually in the Midwest. And in 1998, they won the Banff International String Quartet Competition, and they've also won the prestigious Naumburg Chamber Music Award. And I went back and looked actually in our past seasons, and I didn't realize it, but there's a thread of Naumburg Chamber Music Award winners coming to our series. And
really?
I don't know, it wasn't intentional until I looked and saw the pattern of different folks that have come that have won this award. It's just an award that really is a temperature taker for the excellence and perseverance of young groups coming through.
Right.
So it's fun because then all of a sudden I went, okay, who are all the past winners? I started looking up other people and it gave me ideas for next season. So it was fun, but they're obviously very well established. They also received the Cleveland Quartet Award in 2005 and Avery Fisher Career Grant. Now, their personnel has changed since 1998. They have a different violinist, but he is absolutely excellent. And the fun part about them is that I was telling you earlier, they take the music incredibly seriously. They have been reviewed and their CDs have been reviewed to excellent reviews by the Strad and all of the different gramophone. Actually, they just had a release of Beethoven quartets that the gramophone is just in love with. And that was just released, that review, on February 6th. So they're great recorded. I've never seen them live, but I can't wait.
So they're really they're at the top of their form, obviously.
They are at the top of the top. And I'm very excited for the program that they're putting on because I think it leaves a little bit for everyone. And now that you and I spoke about the format change here at KRCB, and I want to encourage your listeners that even if they may not be classical listeners, that this is a really great program for people who kind of want to hear a sample of everything.
So talk about the program.
They're starting off with the Lark Quartet by Haydn, which was written for Joseph Tost, which was Haydn's second violinist and his Esterházy Orchestra. And it's very traditional. You know, the lark is kind of throughout the piece, but it's more high classical quartet that they perform. And then sandwiched in between this and the third piece, there's a DTU piece called Ainsi la Nuit. And I'm not great at French, but
who is, except
DTU
the French?
DTU this was actually written in 1976, and DTU wrote it. It is more of a modern piece, and so it's based off of what's called a hexachord, which is six notes, obviously. But each movement, this is the fun part, if listeners have never seen a classical concert, each movement is emphasizing different special effects of string instruments.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How neat.
So one will have some pizzicato where they strike the string with their finger, glissandi, and then different harmonies and different reductions and increase in dynamics.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, I thought about it this morning as like the Olympics of string quartet because you get to see the extremes of all of the different range of the instrument, plucking, bowing, whatever.
Oh, my granddaughter is a budding cellist. I'll have to take her to this.
Yes, indeed. And the cellist is amazing. And then they're finishing up with a crowd favorite, which is Schubert's Death and the Maiden Quartet, which is just beautiful. It's a conversation, obviously, between Death and the Maiden. And I won't tell everyone if they don't know who wins in the end, but it's a lovely, lovely piece. So that kind of goes into in between the more modern piece and the high classical piece. So it's a great sampler for people. And our you know, our venue is so small, and the instrumentalists, the artists talk, and it's very comfortable.
Oh, it sounds like a perfect group for the Occidental Center.
It is. It is. And we just are so excited for them to come
great.
And visit.
Thank you very much, Candace, for telling us about it, and I'm sure that people are getting ready to go even as we speak. Let's tell them again that the Redwood Arts Council is presenting the Miró Quartet March 8th, 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. Don't miss it. For information, the telephone number is 874-1124. Online, go to redwoodarts.org. Thanks again, Candace.
Oh, thank you, Roland.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.